paria masianda da 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 ri ve he iki arra baharia manso corre ve heia riki anda da 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 manso corre pa pa parra baharia we lift you oh Jesus iki aria iana na da 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 pa 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 parra manso corre mandia rebe be 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 si arra baharia manso we lift praises unto your name oh Lord iki arra da 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 manso corre ve heia. You're gracious, you're loving, you're kind, Jesus. Mande de deia da daria baha, rocotore be 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 si anda daria maha, ikiara da ba 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 be be be. Andi dirisciti, ina massuti anda da rinishitaia, ishi anda na 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 manshi ki are mansi, ikia de deia da 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 ina na 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 mansi anda.
Kali
Ichi
kete
amansi
kushata
kuri,
ndere le
kuri,
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 sa da da da
kuri, kuri,
da 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 da
Your name alone is worthy this morning. Your name alone is worthy. Lebroko poko dende de yandara na mashe rababa bam bam sokuria tatande de yandara na mahaya la bekia papa panso. Your name alone is worthy to be praised. Your name alone is worthy of the honor. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. Abariam dende de yan shika broko sambre kataya la bekia. Our hearts bow before you this morning, Father. Le kario sekare de yansaya. Our souls make a boast in the Lord. Your name is worthy, O God. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. Worthy is the name of the Lord, whose blood was shed for the remission of our sin. Worthy is the name of the Lord.
Father, we come to you this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. We come to you, O God, this morning, O God, through, Lord God, the door, which is our elder brother Jesus, O God. We come this morning with humility, Lord God. We come this morning, O God, with a seriousness about us, Father. God, we ask you, Lord God, to give us, Lord God, the light that we need, Father, in the name of Jesus, O God, on this morning as we pray. Father, we thank you, Lord God, for illumination, Father. Lord God, we thank you, O God, for truth, Father. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Lord God, we thank you this morning, O God, for the door of repentance, Father. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father. Lord God, we come this morning individually and collectively, Lord God, to repent before you, Father. God, we bow ourselves before you, and we ask you, Lord God, to forgive us of our sin, sin of omission, sin of commission, O God. Father, we cry out like David this morning, creating us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. Purge us with hyssop this morning, O God. Father, renew us, refresh us, Father. Lord God, our hearts turn away, O God, from our sinful behavior. Our hearts turn away, O God, from patterns, O God,
hallelujah, that do not profit us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father, we ask you this morning again to train our discernment, Father. We refuse, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to continue on in patterns, Lord God, hallelujah, that bring harm to our person, that bring harm to our future, that bring harm, Lord God, to our lineage, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we refuse, Lord God, to blame every hardship on demons, oh God. We refuse to ignore spiritual laws when scripture shows us what to do, Father. Father, we desire clarity. We desire accountability. We want your redemption on this morning, Father, in the name of Jesus. Good morning and welcome into 60 for 60 at 5 a.m. Glory be to God. We thank God that you all are here on this morning and want to give us some direction in prayer. On this morning, we pray that all of you are doing well, that you all are feeling strong on this morning. What a perfect way to start a morning, and that is in the presence of the Lord. This morning, I want to talk about redeeming what was exchanged. Redeeming what was exchanged. Some of you have been taking notes. If you want to go ahead and grab your Bible or grab your notes, you can do so at this time. You may already have it. Amen. But I want, if you don't and you're able to grab something to write with, I would like you to do so if you can. Okay. This morning, I want to kind of hone in on this topic. I want to share why this particular topic is important to us. You know, some people have lived through repeated patterns. You've heard us talk about this quite a bit, about patterns. And some of us have lived through repeated patterns. I know that I have. And repeated, not just repeated patterns, but repeated patterns that do not respond to ordinary effort. Some of us have lived through cycles of loss, right, that just keep returning. We've lived through a consistent erosion of peace, right? We've seen recurring collapses right before progress. It seems like there's like this huge collapse, you know, some type of fracture, you know, that's appeared across our generations, even when the personalities and the circumstances change. And sometimes those patterns have natural explanations, like poor financial stewardship, right, can produce outcomes, predictable outcomes in our lives. Trauma, for instance, produces, you know, coping strategies, right, that later become limitations in our life. Unhealed family systems, right? They reproduce what we've now become normal to us in many cases, right? Sin has consequences, right? And so consequences. And so wisdom, it really, really matters. It really, really matters. Wisdom is so key. We need wisdom. And there are also times when scripture forces us to consider something else. Not just what happened to us, but what was permitted through agreement. That's what I want to deal with today. Okay? Not every loss is an attack. Hear me this morning. Not every loss is an attack. Some losses happen because a door was open. And the enemy did not break in. He just walked in. And so this morning I want to focus in on fear. 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 I want to deal with the spirit of fear on this morning. I want to learn how spiritual access works. And then we want to talk about enforcing the superior access of Jesus Christ. We have to understand spiritual laws, and I'll get more into it. Maybe I'll deal with some of it at noon.
Okay, we have to understand spiritual laws. We have to understand the how spiritual access works, how redemption works, right? And so today, I want to focus in on fear. I told you that in the very beginning that our topic was going to be redeeming what was exchanged. And when I say exchange, I'm not talking about anything superstitious. I'm describing covenantal permission. I want you to write that down. Covenantal permission. In the spirit realm, permission functions like legality. Okay? In the spirit realm, permission functions like legality. Darkness seeks a right to remain in all of our lives, all the time. It seeks a right to oppress you. It seeks a right to claim you. And when a right is established, the outcome can look like suffering, right? But it often is structured and patterned and repetitive. Hear me by the Spirit this morning. Scripture gives us language for exchange. Jesus says in Matthew 16 and 26, what will a man give in exchange for his soul? What will a man give in exchange for his soul? And the Greek term that's used there is a word called antelegoma. A word used for an exchange is a telegoma, right? It's an equivalent price. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? What is an equivalent price? It is like commercial language, a language that you use in the area of commerce. And so it frames the soul as something people can bargain away for something they believe is valuable. How many times have we been in positions where we will exchange something for our very own soul, right? Now, this verse is not only about demons, it's about human appetite. It's also about spiritual blindness. People can trade their inner life for status. They can trade their inner life for power, for pleasure, for control. And that's why Jesus pairs gaining the world with losing the soul, because the trade or the exchange is often hidden behind a benefit. Are you all following me this morning? If you're following me, let me know.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We're following you, Apostle.
Following you.
Mm-hmm. All right, somebody's phone is muffled on this morning. In the Old Testament, the word for soul is often this word called nephesh. It is it's not a shallow word like feelings. No, it refers to life-bearing identity. Write that down. Nephesh refers to life bearing identity. It's not just talking about feelings. That's too shallow. It's talking about life bearing identity. And that includes your inner person. That includes the seat of your desire, your will, your mind, the direction of your life. Okay? And so I want you to understand the importance of this, because scripture connects life and blood. Okay, scripture connects life and blood. In the book of Leviticus, chapter number 17, verse 11, for those that may be writing, it says the life of the flesh is in the blood. You can read that there. It says the life of the flesh is in the blood. The word for life there is nephesh. Blood is not only, you know, biology or biological. Right? When you see blood in scripture, it's not just talking about it from a biological standpoint. Blood is also connected to what? Your lineage. Blood carries inheritance. Blood carries your continuity, right? Even, I don't want to get too deep, but when I was teaching out of the book of Genesis, I was talking about the essence of man, how in Jewish thought, a father, the reason why the son was so important to the father is because when that father died, the essence of the father was carried out through the son. And it continued. That's why they wanted sons. That's not the only reason, but that was why they wanted a son so bad, all right? Because blood carries continuity. And that is why covenant language in the Bible often involves blood. So when darkness targets a bloodline, it is not only targeting an individual. It is targeting the continuity of the individual. It is targeting the capacity in future generation. It targets identity. It targets the ability to choose rightly. The Bible does not hide the reality of sacrifice to demons, right? Psalm 106:37 says they sacrifice their sons and daughters to demons. This is not a metaphor. Right? This is real. This is in actuality, it describes real spiritual devotion expressed through violent practices, right? There was a king in scripture. His name was Manasseh. He was the king of Judah, and it's described as offering his son in practices connected with idolatry and the occult. You can find that in 2 Kings. You can also find that in 2 Chronicles, 2 Kings 21 and 2 Chronicles 33. Scripture presents it as a national corruption or a private dysfunction, right? It's the language of covenant and the altar. There's also someone by the name of Japheth. He made a vow in Judges 11, verses 30 through 34, right? And it shows another angle. It shows a vow that can function like a doorway when it is reckless. Words can become agreements. Desperation can become permission. Hear me this morning. People can pledge something that they do not have the right to pledge. Hear me. And so in our time, many people are, you know, they are not necessarily offering children, or they're not actually literally at a literal altar, but the principle can still appear through guardianship failure. Parents can hand over access through what they normalize, through what they allow. I pray somebody's catching this morning. Through what they celebrate, through what they refuse to confront, through what they expose repeatedly and without discernment. We are gatekeepers. A gatekeeper does not have to be a sorcerer to open a gate. A gatekeeper is anyone whose authority gives access. And in families, that can be parents, grandparents, whatever the dominant voice is, who shape the spiritual climate of the home. That could be any type of leadership structure, cultural covenants, right? Establish altars of practice. Hear me this morning. And so there's things that in our life, and we keep hitting on this because I want you to hear this morning. There are repeated patterns in our life that we have given. We have given permission. We have given legal right. We have given access. Remember, I talked about in the beginning that access is a legality in the spirit realm. There's things that we have given. The reason why there's a repeated pattern there is because we have given permission for darkness to come in and antagonize us. We've allowed the spirit of fear to come in and antagonize us. And so on this morning, I really want us to hit that on the head. I'm going to go into a bit more detail in a moment, but I want us to hit that on the head on this morning, that those little foxes of agreement or times of desperation where we have given access to the enemy and we did not even have any knowledge of it. We didn't even realize that that's what we were doing. I want us to target that on this morning in prayer, because it's so important that we understand that our words are life sources, the things that we do, the actions that we display each and every day are access points for darkness to come in or to stay. And this is there's an exchange that's being made. There's an exchange that's being made. And so if we don't have the knowledge, exactly what the scripture says, that without knowledge, right, people perish. And when we are not knowledgeable of the things that we do, or they become a norm, so it doesn't seem like there's anything wrong with those things, we become victims to darkness because we have given legal access. So with this information in mind, I want us to lift up our voices and begin to pray against the access and pray against the blind spots that have been in our lives, and even the agreements that we made through ignorance in our time of desperation, in our time of fear. We were fearful of something, fearful of stepping up, fearful of saying something, walking on eggshells, whatever it may be. I want us to lift up our voices in this particular area, and I want us to come again. We're coming against these things. We are breaking. We're coming out of agreement with these things on this morning. So let us go ahead and unmute our lines and pray into this morning. Lord, oh God, we recognize you this morning as our Redeemer. We recognize you, oh God, as the rightful owner of our soul. We recognize you as King over our lives and over our bloodline, Father. And where our lineage has been sold by sin or by idolatry or by occult involvement, Father, by ungodly vows, by compromise, God, and with covenant with darkness, we declare, Lord God, that your redemption is reaching there this morning, oh God. Father, your word declares, Lord God, that you are the kinsman redeemer, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Father. Lord God, that the word is teaching us that even after someone is sold, that redemption is possible through a near kinsman redeemer, Father. And we thank you for this pattern, God. You are not just our Savior. You are our Redeemer, Lord God. And you have the right to redeem us, God, because, Lord God, hallelujah, you took on humanity and you have authority to redeem, oh God, because you are the conqueror, God. You conquered sin and death, Lord God. And we recognize you this morning as our redemption, Lord God. We recognize you, Lord God, as our owner. We recognize you as our King, the King over our lives, the King over our bloodlines, oh God. Lord God, where our lineage has been sold by sin, where our lineage has been sold by idolatry, by occult involvement, by ungodly vows, by compromise, Father, by covenant with darkness, we declare that your redemption is reaching in that area where our family has been trapped by agreement. We did not personally sign, but we declare, Lord God, that your authority is higher. Your authority is higher than inherited claims in the name of Jesus. I want everybody to lift up your voice this morning and say, Jesus Christ, you are my Redeemer. Come on and declare that. I want you to raise your voice and say, Jesus Christ, you are my Redeemer. Say, Jesus Christ, you are my Redeemer.
Jesus Christ, you are my
Lord.
Jesus Christ, you are
King over my bloodline. Why are we declaring that this morning? Because Leviticus 25, 48 through 49 is teaching us that even after someone is sold, that redemption is possible through a near kinsman. That's what it says. You can go and read it.
It's a prophetic pattern. Jesus didn't just save us. He redeemed us. He has the right to redeem us. He redeemed humanity. He has the authority to redeem because he conquered sin and death. And so when we recognize Jesus as not just our Savior, but our Redeemer, it's saying to the realm of the Spirit that he is the owner of our soul. He is the king over our lives. He is the king over our bloodline. And where our lineage may have sold us by through sin, through idolatry, through occult involvement, through ungodly vows, through compromise, through covenants with darkness, we're declaring today that his redemption is reaching us.
Yes.
Where our family has been trapped by agreements that we may not have personally signed, we are declaring that authority belongs to something higher than those contracts through that occult involvement. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. On today. So Jesus Christ, you are my Redeemer.
Jesus Christ, you are my Redeemer.
You can't be Jesus Christ. You are. No. Open your mouth and declare it on this morning. Yeah. How you declare it on this morning matters. Open your mouth and say, Jesus Christ, you are my Redeemer.
Jesus Christ, you are my Redeemer. You are my Redeemer.
Jesus Christ, you are my Lord.
Jesus Christ, you are my Lord.
Jesus Christ, you are king over my bloodline.
Jesus Christ, you are king over my bloodline.
Father, we establish salvation in each house, Lord God, that is represented here on today. We establish salvation in our lineage, Father. We establish salvation in our decision-making, oh God. We establish salvation in our parenting. We establish salvation in our covering, and we return to covenant, God, with full intent, oh God, in the name of Jesus, not just through religious proximity, but we return to covenant in with full intent in Jesus' name. I want you to begin to declare that over your house. Amen. That salvation is established in your bloodline. In your house is deliverance coming on. It's deliverance on this line on this morning. We're establishing in Jesus' name that salvation is in our decision making, in our house, in our bloodline, in our parenting, in Jesus' name. Come on and pray that through. Come on, we're talking about redeeming what was exchanged. Come on, I need you to understand this morning that redemption is a legal transfer. Redemption is a legal transfer. Changing ownership. Whenever a trade is made, whenever an exchange is made in the realm of the spirit, the upper hand belongs to the one with the greater authority.
Ah.
Wherever there's an exchange that is made in the realm of the spirit, the upper hand belongs to the one with the greater authority. In darkness, the terms are never written to protect the person making the agreement. They're written to protect the kingdom of darkness. And if there's been an exchange made, guess what? The kingdom of darkness is coming to collect.
My God.
This is what we don't understand. Redemption is a legal transfer. Something owns you. Something tries to own your bloodline. And I come against the confusion in your mind. You will not be confused this morning. Jesus is your kinsman redeemer. He is the greatest power. We have been redeemed. Ownership has been changed from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. The blood of Jesus cancels the ownership of the claims of the occult involvement that our ancestors were involved in. The blood of Jesus comes and redeems us. 1 Peter 1:18-19 says we were redeemed with the precious blood of Christ. That's not just a song. Hallelujah. That is listen, he purchased us through his blood. His blood was shed. He purchased us. Hallelujah. And so on this morning, we need to truly understand what redemption means. Redemption is ownership transfer. Father, we repent for every doorway that our family opened to darkness. We repent for idolatry. Lord God, we repent for spiritual compromise. We repent for occult curiosity. For some of us, Lord God, in our younger years, God, we were playing around with the occult in ignorance. But we repent on this morning for manipulation. For some of us, we've used, Lord God, female energy. We've used, Lord God, things, Lord God, with even our bodies. We've used sex, Lord God, to control and to manipulate. God, we have encountered, Lord God, sexual sin, Father. But we repent on this morning, oh God, for bitterness, for pride, for covenant breaking, God. We repent for vows made in desperation. We repent for knowingly or unknowingly dedicating what belonged to you, oh God. We dedicated it, oh God, to demons. But we repent. We renounce every altar that speaks against this bloodline. We renounce every dedication that was offered to spirits, to deities, to counterfeit authority. We renounce every agreement that treated children or our wombs, Lord God, or marriage or futures, Lord God, as currency in the name of Jesus. Come on, by the blood of Jesus, we renounce them. Come on and say it. By the blood of Jesus, we cancel. By the blood of Jesus, we belong to God. We belong to God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare today every accusation is being answered by the blood. Every claim is being canceled by the blood. Every altar speaking against my family is silenced by the blood. Every cycle of loss empowered by covenantal access is interrupted by the cross. Every pattern of premature death, repeated shame, recurring bondage, hallelujah, is being judged by the blood. We declare that our children belong to the Lord. We declare that our lineage belongs to the Lord. We declare that our gates, our minds, our bodies, our homes belong to the Lord. We declare that no spirit has rights to what Jesus has purchased. We resist it in Jesus' name. We confront every spirit that is enforcing inherited covenants and illegal access. We confront you this morning, you spirit of idolatry, you spirit of lust, even on this line, spirits of mammon, we deal with you this morning. Spirits of divination, spirits of witchcraft, spirits of infirmity, spirits of death, we resist you in the name of Jesus. We declare, hallelujah, that your footing is removed in the name of Jesus. We declare that your access is revoked. Your access is revoked. Your access is delivered. You will not come in and torment us. You will not come in and torment our minds. Your voice is silent in my house. Your voice is silent in my finances. We will not leave you, spirit of poverty. Come out. Come out. We send you to dry places in the name of Jesus. Every monitoring power that's a sin and that's been assigned to track my children, to track my family, we command you to be blinded by the light of God on this morning. Every voice that's speaking in the night seasons, be silenced by the blood of Jesus Christ. Every altar receipt, every covenant token, every spiritual ledger that carries accusation, be overturned by the blood of Jesus. Let the fire of God consume what his feet has fed this cycle. Let the fire of God consume what has fed this cycle. Let the sword of the Spirit cut the ties of the soul in the name of Jesus. I'm trying to let this thing go. I'm trying to let this thing go. But may the fire of God consume. May you grow up. May you vomit up everything that you ate at the devil's table. Hey, may you break covenant with everything that you've eaten at a devil's table. In the name of Jesus. Come on, you got to come back to spiritual sensitivity where your sensitivity has been dulled. Martha, you got to come back to discernment. You got to come back to innocence. We call you back. We call you back to innocence. We call you back. When your innocence was stolen by this culture, we call you back there. Some of you, hear me this morning. You were exposed too early. And I'm done. Some of you were exposed too early. Exposed to what? I'm not just talking about sexual sin. Some of you were exposed to things too early, and your innocence was stolen. The innocence of your sight and the way that you viewed people, the purity that you used to see people through, you were exposed too early to deceit, and we are calling you back to innocence. Some of you encountered things, you heard things that you should not have heard, you saw things that you shouldn't not have seen, and it tainted the way you saw people. You don't trust because you saw somebody broke it very early, and God says, I'm calling you back to innocence. Your very innocence was exchanged at an altar. And that's not limited to violation sexually. Some of you have been violated emotionally. You've been violated at a psychological dimension. We call you back to innocence this morning. Hey, we're calling you back to innocence this morning. I was exposed too early, but God, I return back to innocence, back to purity, to the pure, all things are pure. To the pure, all things are pure. God, I pray today, Lord God, for purity to return back to your people, where they see things through the lens of pure love, where they see things through. Come on, this ain't scripted. This is straight from the Spirit. Restore my soul, God. Restore my soul. Restore my soul. Restore my soul. Maya. Come on. Return my mind to truth. I know I'm on my way to work, but God, restore my soul. My will wants to be in alignment. Return my emotions to order. My nervous system has been disrupted by abuse and trauma. Lord God, in the deception of this world, but I want my soul back in holy order. I want my emotions to be regulated by holy order. I'm trying to let this go. It's affected my children. It's affected my marriage. But I thank you that holy order is coming into play today.
Yes, God.
I thank you, Father. We are healing this work that you have done this morning in us.
Yes, Jesus.
I thank you, Father, that you are establishing new patterns in your people, that you are establishing holiness, oh God, in the secret place, that you are establishing wisdom in their parenting. You're establishing order in their relationships. You are establishing, oh God, a clarity, a clearness, God, in their decision-making. You're establishing longevity, Lord God, and strength, Lord God. And we declare as we close, not just the line, Father, Lord God, but as we close this segment, on today, oh God, we declare that the bloodline is legally redeemable. What was traded, what was exchanged through our own ignorance, through the ignorance of our grandparents, our parents, Lord God, our forefathers, I thank you this morning that it has been reclaimed through the blood of Jesus. We seal it all in Jesus' name. Somebody shout Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Let God do the work in you today. Whatever is coming up and out, let him do it. If it's coming out your nose, if it's coming through coughing, if it's coming through using the bathroom, I'm not trying to be explicit, but deliverance can come through many ways. Let it come. Let it come, let it come, let it come, let it come through the tears, let it come, because God is transferring you from somewhere to another place. Hallelujah. He's transferring you from where you currently are into a deeper dimensions of light. Let that take its full course. Let it take its full course on this morning. Go all the way. 99 and a half. I'm going all the way. Yes, God. I'm going all the way. Yes, Lord. And I'm going all the way. Yes, Lord. I'm going all the way. Oh, God. I'm going all the way. Yes, God. Where I'm at, it's not. I've gone a long way. I've come a long way, but I'm going all the way. Hallelujah. I'm not going to stop in the middle of my journey. I'm not going to stop at 99. I'm going all the way. Hallelujah. 99 and a half won't do. I'm going all the way. Hallelujah. And I'm taking my family with me. I'm taking my bloodline with me. I'm taking my lineage with me. Hallelujah. No man left behind. No girl left behind. No boy left behind. No, nobody left behind. I'm going all the way. Oh my Yadamahaya. Yes, Shama Mamamamamamamse. I'm going all the way. Hallelujah. 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 Barisabrikataya. I want to open the line for the prophets this morning. Hallelujah. I know that we're way past time. Oh, Jesus. Man, deliverance is so strong on this morning. Jesus. Glory to God. I want the prophets, if they're able, y'all forgive me. Yes, God, there is deliverance on this line. I'm calling for the prophets this morning. If you have a release, even if you don't have a prophetic release, I want you to come forth on this morning. Hey, Yamasaya. And tell us, amen, hallelujah, what you're sensing on today.
Amen. Glory to God. While we were praying, I sensed that the courts of heaven were in session on our behalf. And I sensed that the judge of the earth has rendered righteous verdicts for us. And the Lord says that I am severing what has followed your bloodline without permission. The Lord says, ancient accusations are being silenced and inherited patterns are losing their voice. The Lord says, what flowed through generations stops here, for I am rewriting the record. I am releasing justice into family lines and turning curses into testimonies. The Lord says, this reversal is permanent, and my covenant will speak louder than your post as long as you steward it well. This is the word of the Lord.
Amen and amen. We received that instruction on this morning. Amen. We hear what the Lord is saying on this morning, and we come into agreement with it in Jesus' name. Anyone else, anyone of the prophets, Apostle Fash, please come forth at this time.
Prophet Shane, what I heard was that for some people, this may not register right away, but as you go throughout the day, just know that deliverance will continue to take place.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that wisdom nugget on this morning, Prophet Shan. Anyone else? Prophet Zipori, Apostle Fash.
Morning, grace and peace. I just think he's saying some people feel it. So there is a release of redemption. There is a release of redemption here. That once, what once sat, what once held bondage, what once operated, what once had authorization, there is a release from those restraints of agreement. There has been a release of redemption. The Lord, and I can feel in my belly, I can feel it in my spirit. There has been a release of redemption. Redeemer is here.
Glory be to God. The Redeemer is here. He's here. He's moving through every life. Amen. That is here. And even the ones that listen back to the replay, we thank you that the Redeemer is here. Apostle Fash?
I heard this the other day, but I also heard it this morning when I woke up and as we were praying. I heard the word recalibration. recalibration, and recalibration means, it means adjusting or resetting something to function the way that it was intended. So the Lord is, he's readjusting us back and realigning us and resetting us back to the place that he originally intended for us. So I just give God glory for what he's doing and the deliverance that he's bringing forth through each of us.
Amen and amen. Glory be to our God. Hallelujah. 60 for 60. Man, this is a God idea. This is such a God idea, and it's carrying us. It's carrying us in 2026. Amen. Though a host should encamp around about me, my heart, it won't fear. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I just thank you on this morning for what you are doing in the lives of your people. We will be back here at noon. Amen. And we pray that you will join us if you're able to. Amen. Jump on the line with us. Put your earbuds on and just listen in to what the Lord has to say on this afternoon. We love you and more grace.
More grace. More grace.
More grace.
More grace. More grace.
More grace.